Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. Previously on Tavern Tales, thankful to have Florida Man, the party is able to recover from the gas spore, and after some strange hallucinogenic dreams, we move on.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Penny, why are you throwing stuff
at
me?
Why does Penny even have a shirt in her bag?
Yeah, she doesn't wear clothes. Where did you take this shirt from?
It says Akadaka on it.
I love Akadaka.
I look over at Alabama because I'm still standing in Maryland, and I look to see if Alabama is like affected by anything.
Can't really tell at this point.
Alabama, how are you doing?
There's thousands of these little giant eyeballs with squiggly arms.
Why don't you burn them?
Because the last time it was burned, it multiplied.
Oh.
You come to, Maryland. You're laying on the ground. Your butt and the side of your head hurts.
Ow. Why does my butt hurt? Why does my head hurt?
I don't know. What's a lemon zinger?
I don't know either. What the heck?
She grabs her head. Rubs her butt. She's very confused.
And does the Macarena?
Yeah. Hey, Macarena. She gets up and or tries to get up, but then promptly falls over again as her head kind of like, whoops.
Yeah, you're really dizzy.
Yeah.
Really, really dizzy.
She's okay. Slowlier. Wow.
It's really the two of you, Tex and Maryland. Penny keeps screaming in Terrafolk. I mean, it would give a normal person a headache, let alone somebody who's recovering from an illness. Please do not scream in Terrafolk on the podcast. We don't need that. We can all envision that in our heads.
No, we totally
Are
need
you
that.
Sure?
I'm positive.
Because it's no problem at all.
I'm sure.
Marilyn, you doing okay? And I give her the eyebrow wiggle.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Yep, just if the world would stop moving, that'd be great.
She like puts her hands down to kind of steady herself, and she's like in this awkward tabletop position. She like starts walking her hands back towards her feet to stand up.
Well, being vertical is challenging right now.
You get hit in the side of the head with the whip.
Ow, what the shit, Penny?
So at first she was holding it like a gun in her mind.
Okay.
So she goes, bang, bang, you dead woman, and then throws it.
At the baboon.
Yeah.
The baboon looks at you stupidly, and the banana hits it in the forehead and falls to the ground. The baboon just keeps looking at you, and you say,
well, that was easy.
There you go.
Were these mushrooms smokable?
She pokes one of the mushrooms at the...
Don't!
There's
apes.
No mushrooms. They're,
I thought you said they were
fungi. It's a violet fungi. Think of like a moss or something.
Oh, okay. Don't well, then I won't touch it. I'm going to go over to the Terrafolk and be like, Penny... Snap out of it.
I can't hear her.
You can't hear her or see her. It's like it's the middle of the day in this temple on the surface.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to heal her as well. So I, you know, rubbing my hands. My hands have started to hurt from all of the electrical shocking of whatever this is on the inside. And they light up red. And I'm like, well, Alabama, I hope you don't die. Because I know this is probably the last one I can do.
I hope you don't die either. How are you going to save yourself?
I'm fine. I'm sure. And then I like, you know, I put my hands on your chest and say, Kinajaja, help me out. I know that you might not like this one, but, you know, do me a solid. My hands glow red and it hurts. I'm like, this is going to hurt a lot.
throws you to the ground.
Ah! I was like saying my middle name.
Oof.
And out.
Yep. There you go. That is your long rest.
So I think we need a rest from our long
Does
rest.
Does not feel particularly well rested as you recover from illnesses. Do you continue to remain in this room, though?
No, thank you.
Where are you going to go?
Anywhere else.
Okay, what was in the room right before this? It was where the slidey ball of death was, right?
Correct.
But the ball of death is already at the bottom, correct?
It resets, doesn't it?
That was just me being a dick.
Oh, rude.
Yeah.
So there's reset. Like a platform, though, right? At the very
Not
top?
Not really. That's 10 feet wide total at the top. It's a 10-foot wide corridor with rollers on slants.
Do we get anything back from this rest?
You haven't gotten anything back yet. You're only 4 hours into it. And you realized if you hung out here for another 4 hours, those spores would likely try to infect you again. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. There's weird pink stuff growing on the three of you in any places where the burn marks had happened from the 10 points of poison damage. By the end of this 3 or 4 hour point.
Ooh. Can I check it out?
Sure, yeah. Looks like it's the same fungus that was growing on those baboons.
You've become fungal people.
Will it spread or is it just, that's it?
That would require a roll.
Did we get healed from those 10 points or do we still have the 10 points?
Still got the 10 points. I mean, it's not really going to matter because by the end of your long rest, you'll have healed them back up anyway.
Or because he's going to kill us.
I already tried.
I know. That doesn't mean you're done.
Only three of you suffered.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and she had 15 hit points exactly to heal you all. So, yay, you brought the paladin along. Otherwise,
hello,
death for everyone.
I'm useful.
You're a cool paladin.
Florida man also failed the roll. So, if she hadn't been immune to disease, she'd also be there, and you would all have choked on your own pink vomit and died.
I did lesser restoration.
Are you rolling?
You missed
19.
Aren't you making a medicine check?
Yeah, I am, but that's a lot. So 27?
27 on a medicine check means that there's some sort of infection in the skin, some sort of fungal spore-like infection that is using their body to sprout and grow.
Can I cure it? Do I know if I can cure it?
Yes. It would just be a cure check at this point. It hasn't had time to take root or anything like that. So you'd have to cure poison with a spell slot. Oh, look, even if you only have a couple spell slots left, your long rest is almost over and then you'll get everything back.
I'll heal all of you.
Ta-da.
Two of you get first level and one of you gets second level. So you get like ultra healed.
And it won't really matter because at the end of the long rest, they get all their hit points back anyway. So it's not a big deal.
So we all don't have pink things anymore?
You scrape them off of yourselves. Blech. The problem is you got to leave the room. Now, if you go backwards, you have to go down and then you have to go to the fire beetle room, which was like really disgusting, terrible smelling, and still had a couple living fire beetles who are no doubt pissed that you rolled a giant millstone into their home. So there's that.
Oops. I mean, we didn't do that. Like, gravity did that. I think they'll understand.
You opened the doors and let the stone in. And then to go further back, you could go into the room with the two sleeping adepts, one that looks like Arizona. But I doubt you really want to spend 4 hours looking at the comatose form of Arizona sleeping.
Nope.
So one of you peeks around the corner and has a look to see what is beyond. And you see it's just a 10-foot wide corridor that extends about 20 feet out and then turns sharply to the right. And there's a big, long corridor there. And so you just kind of stretch out, camp out in the corridor away from all the spores further down.
Perfect.
Whew.
4 hours later, No one is coughing. No one is having hallucinations of a temple in the daylight. But maybe you talk about the hallucinations and the weird experiences that you've just had.
Penny's not telling anybody anything. She picks up her instruments and is any of them broken?
Sure.
Well, that's sad. Her viola is in twine in two pieces. It's hanging by its strings. She cries a little bit.
Can you fix it?
No, not this kind of break. Well, yeah, I don't think prestidigitation.
And you can have a white gem.
Well, thanks. But now I have no viola.
Apparently. I don't think you've played it ever anyway.
I never did. It's my least favorite. It goes lute, lyre, then viol.
Did you see Arizona? I told you she was fine.
We saw an Arizona-like creature in a couple rooms back.
Just back there, I was speaking to her. She had just come back from school.
Think about the area that you're in. Do you really think Arizona came through here going back from school?
But I told you she was alive, and I saw her.
In a hallucination dream.
It was real to me.
Brother.
What you talking about, Willis? Brother.
Brother.
Brother. It was real to you, as in only you, as in it was in your head, as in it was not real. Now, MJ, what's this about a lemon drop? Sounds tasty.
It was a very unfortunate time. Definitely don't want to rethink about that ever again. Yeah. Yeah.
She looks off into the distance, very troubled.
Yeah. Not good.
Okay. Yeah. Penny, what was all that throwing shit for?
I don't remember.
That was a lie. That was a dirty lie. Don't try to deceive us.
Nope. Don't remember. And walks away.
Or just rolls over in her bag and pretends to sleep.
No, she just walks away.
You're on a long rest. So where
Picks
are you
going?
Picks
up her bed and moves and sleeps
Hops
somewhere else.
In her sleeping yep. bag away. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
One claw goes through the bag at the bottom.
Stone. The long rest is over.
Yay! We survive.
Thank you so much for entertaining me.
You're welcome.
Many, many, many a party has lost members and died from the spore that you faced.
Huh.
The gas spore. There you go.
Bring a paladin.
Yep. Make sure she has enough stuff to save three of your friends.
I'll say, hey, you proceed down the corridor. It is a long corridor, one of the longer ones that heads east-west than you've been on, and it turns sharply to the right again, heading further, even way further than you've thought you've ever gone before, at least 100 feet. Actually, it's 120 feet of distance. You can only make out dimly the light because you get, what, 30 and 30, right? And that corridor is still going when you go to turn right. But as you approach a bend in the passage, you see a series of faint lines drawn on the walls depicting people playing a game that uses a ball and has goals on either end of the playing field. As you approach, you see where the corridor bends a capstone that seemingly covers a hole in the floor, and etched into the top of the slab are several glyphs obscured by a layer of dust.
Maryland walks up to the glyphs and brushes off the dust to see them underneath.
Cool, a bunch of the spores erupt. No, just kidding. You can read Olman glyphs, and for all of you that can read Olman, Itza, and are not currently blocked by Maryland Jane, who is reading it, you can all see it says, "Dare not open this pit unless you be willing to meet the challenge of Pelota."
That sounds real exciting. We should open it.
I agree.
To your left, Penny.
Yeah.
You can see 5 feet up from the capstone in the wall is a hemispherical depression that is 1 foot in diameter.
It's in the wall?
Correct.
And what does it look like?
It's a spherical depression
so
in the
just,
wall.
So it's just, doesn't know other designs, it's just like a round.
Yeah, just a round depression in the wall.
Do I notice that spherical depression? Or
you're busy reading the stuff in the capstone and doing stuff with the capstone. What do you all want to do?
I want to open the door.
It's not a door. It's a like a capstone set into the floor of the passageway.
I'm going to rip it open.
Okay. Try to grab hold of that stone and you give it a pull. It's just too heavy for just you.
Hey, Florida man.
Yes.
You said you want to open this, right?
Yes.
Shall we teamwork it?
Whoa, guys. Wait.
Can we?
Should we like maybe research this first?
Nerds.
Oh my God.
What are the two of your strengths combined to?
Well, I have a plus 3.
Like the bottom number?
No, what's the total? Yeah, the bottom number.
I have a 16.
13.
That is a 29 and is more than enough, but it's hard for you to get your fingers underneath it. You would have to use something like a crowbar or a miner's pick.
I have a crowbar.
Got a hand.
Okay. Well, with the crowbar, you can get fingers underneath. So they start going at it to lift up the capstone.
I'm going to go put my foot on it.
Okay.
Just to hold it down.
Why don't we look into this before we go plunging into more death?
Fine.
Where else is there to go but plunging?
Does anybody recognize the game that's on these walls? I feel like this next place could have something to do with this game.
Can we do a religion check?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I'm getting daggers right now, and I don't know why.
You are.
It's your background.
Oh, I'm an anthropologist.
You check.
Hey, I'm going to know about this more than anybody.
Does anybody know anything about affected my head, okay, guys? Do?
I'm going to roll to check if I know what game this is.
No.
I'm just going to know what game it is.
Exactly.
Oh, they're playing Pelota. Do I remember the rules about Pelota? Yes, hey, I remember the rules about Pelota. What are the rules about Pelota?
Have you seen the movie
Air Bud?
No.
I was going to say.
Kung Fu Soccer.
What is wrong with you? No.
I was going to say El Dorado.
El Dorado. Yeah, with the kicking and then they have to do it with the hoop.
The elbows and the hips.
With the armadillo.
Stuff.
The armadilla.
I was thinking of MVP.
Have you heard of Mayan basketball? Because that's what this is.
Yeah, Mayan that's what I want to play.
It's the game they play in El Dorado.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to use their hands, right? They have to use everything else.
Have you seen it, The Road to El Dorado?
Like a long time ago.
Oh, we can watch it.
Seen it.
El Dorado.
You haven't seen
so
it?
So good.
I know Elton wrote the music, but I don't never seen
so
it.
Good.
Yeah. And it's Kenneth Branagh and Kevin Kline as like the main voices. It's really funny.
It's really good.
So good.
El Dorado. So
this game is called Paluda. 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 What's it called?
Just keep shouldn't you know it. The name of this game?
Pelota.
Tell us about paella.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds yummy.
So there's a hoop on the wall. And there's a ball, and you have to get the ball through the hoop on the wall without using your hands.
I like the sound of this.
So you want to get the ball into the goal and score a point.
There's this big, like, place. So it looks like someone hit a ball really hard on the wall right here. So it must be nearby.
That's the goal.
You said it was an impression.
Yeah.
So it fits, so it's not a hoop?
So the ball.
No, she said hoop.
Well, I corrected her.
Okay.
Yeah, and the goal.
So it sticks in the hole in the wall?
Gotta go and press the ball into the indent.
That's cool.
Cool.
Let's play.
Why don't we practice before we go and fight whatever's on?
Practice what?
Can we practice trying to get the ball into the hole?
What ball?
Hey, where's that shirt that Penny had for some reason that was balled up and she threw it at me?
Sure, there's a shirt.
That's not a very good ball, though.
No, it's not.
We should just start the game.
I guess.
Just start.
Where do I put my coin?
Alabama still has his fingers underneath the capstone and has been holding it there as hard as he can. Like, look, come on.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a ball of sealing wax.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no, let's Presco. Just go.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right. Thank you.
Cool.
Wait, I just want to clarify before we go down this hole, because I think that's what's happening.
The capstone gets picked up, and a big shot of cold air gets released. The scent of musk and decay and death.
Gym sweat.
Enter that as well, yes. Comes out. You shine your continual flame torches inside, and you can see a pit filled with the skeletal remains of six or more figures, and atop these bones rest several figurines and a plaque, all made of jade that has etchings and carvings in it, as well as a glistening black ball 1 foot in diameter.
All right, Florida man, you open it, you go down and get it.
Okay.
You jump in. Go get the...
Describe it.
Florida man is relatively athletic, sits on the edge, swings her legs over, goes down to fingertips, and then drops down.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Crunch. You land on a bunch of bones off to one side.
Bones. I got my Pikachu backpack on my back, and I'm going to put the plaque and the ball into the Pikachu backpack.
Okay.
I need a rope.
It's not that deep.
Okay.
I'll put my...
Is there anything else around with my... torch that
sure.
I can see.
You want to give a quick investigation? Sure. Go for it.
Four.
You don't really notice anything.
There's nothing really else down here.
You throw the ball up.
I was just going to put it in my backpack, but sure, I'll try to throw it up.
A black ball about a foot wide comes hurtling out of the pit.
Alabama yells, I'll get it! I'll get it! And he runs for it.
He trips on the capstone and falls into the pit. No, I'm just kidding.
Seems like
you caught a black ball, a glistening black ball that's made of rubber. It is cool to the touch. We'll get back to that in a moment. Does anybody help Florida Man out of the pit?
Yeah, I'll throw my hand down. Help.
Just take it off and throw it down.
Yeah.
Like Skywalker.
Very Skywalker. Yeah.
Or a Skywalker. Any Skywalker, really. All actual Skywalkers are missing a hand. There you go. Cannon. And you pull Florida Man back up. And as Florida Man gets to her feet, the black ball that's in Alabama's hands jerks free of your hands.
I did not do that. I think it's alive.
Rebounds off the south wall, which is the one that has the depression, and then bounces 30 feet to the north, just at the edge of where you can visibly see it with the best part of your torches before it gets into that like dim light, and hovers in the air.
It's just like that stupid little bug or bird or whatever it was before.
A ball version of the bird.
Well, it's full of the black ball.
Actually, I'm going to try and grab the ball and put it in the indent.
It is 30 feet away from you.
I'm going to take a step towards it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you take one step?
I take 30 steps.
Cool. Each step being exactly 1 foot, therefore you are now there. What is everybody else doing?
I'm watching what's happened. I'm sad. The ball left me. I'm just going to stand there looking like I lost everything.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to follow along with Marilyn.
Cool.
To get the ball.
Yeah, I'm coming too.
The three of you truck forward towards the ball. Roll initiative.
Ooh,
whoa, what
the
shit?
We fight the ball.
Ooh. Because it's not a ball.
16.
I fought the ball and the ball won.
17.
21.
Holy moly, Tex, you're first.
And how far away am I from the ball?
Sure, you're right at the ball.
Try to reach out and grab it.
Okay, make an attack.
With my rapier or just unarmed?
I don't know. You tell me.
Let's grab it. It's unarmed. And I add, for unarmed, it's just strength, right?
Correct.
17.
All right, you grab the ball. What else would you like to do with your turn?
I'm going to take it to the nearest indent in the wall.
That is down to the south from you.
I'm going to take it to the nearest indent. I'm going to head down to the south with the ball.
All right. Ball is going to try to tug free of your hands. It has a 22. Make an opposed strength check.
Natural 20.
All right, you hold on to it. And you get to the south wall.
I put it in the indent.
Cool. The indent glows orange. The ball bites free from your hands and then rebounds fiercely down the hall straight at Maryland Jane.
I'm going to catch it.
Oh, are you?
Is it coming really fast?
Well, yeah, it seems to. Yeah.
I'm going to try to catch it.
Go for it.
Okay. Roll to catch it?
Yeah.
Everybody knows you should duck if you're not sure.
Nat 20.
You catch it.
Oh.
Cool. You caught the ball.
I am going to run with the ball back to that wall and put it in the indent as well.
Cool. You do that. And when that happens, a trumpet sounds down the entire hallway. Please make the sound of the trumpet, Mrakler.
I like it.
Then the thing goes, sorry. And then does like a cool trumpet sound announcing the start of a game.
Just edit it and reverse it.
Just kidding.
Charge!
Okay, I am taking auditions for trumpet players.
Nope, that's not the thing that I can use.
All right.
Can't use that sound.
It's the Lemon Zinger song.
I got no trumpet sound.
You're a music teacher.
Yeah, but I can play a trumpet. I have to go home and get it.
All right.
There you go. That's my trumpet.
Okay. Yeah.
That was elaborate.
Yeah, that's the intermission song is what that is. That's the whole intermission.
Let's
that's the
all
whole
go
break.
To the lobby.
Let's all go to the spore room.
No!
Let's all go to the spore room.
Let's all go to the spore room.
And eat a baboon.
Oh,
I got that dark, was shorter, what I was going to go with.
Don't eat the baboon.
That's the snack, right?
No.
Lights flicker on in the roof, shooting all the way down, going 120 feet. You see a glowing in orange indentation at the other end of this corridor. And as the trumpets sounds fade, the goal at the other end and your goal both fade away. The orange color goes.
Did we win? Does Mary Lance still have the ball?
Bah. The ball breaks free of your hands and flies away. Bah.
Bah. To just go back in that hole.
Whatever that sound was that has happened, the ball now hovers, and that orange light that is around the indentation continues to glow on both sides.
Marilyn's going to run after the ball.
I would think you're all running after the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, charge.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go back to our net. I'm going to play goalie.
Ooh.
Net?
There's no net.
The indent.
I'm going to play indent.
Okay. I'm going to play indent keeper.
Yeah.
It's like the keeper in Quidditch.
Yes, very much so.
I'd like to be the seeker, please.
Yeah, so you can go off and ball.
Okay, yeah, go get the ball.
You charge, four of you charge down the hall heading for the ball. It is about 60 feet down the hall. You all get there, and the ball then attempts to get past you all.
It's more like a bludger.
But the ball is not capable of getting past you all, and it's stuck there. Who would like to go?
I'm going to take the ball. I'm going to grab it and hang on to it real tight.
Cool. Make an attack roll.
14?
Not enough. The ball slips from your grasp.
Dang, nab it!
Don't worry, I got it. I got it. I'm going to get it. I'm not going to get it. I got a 7.
That is not enough either. The ball slips from your ability to grab it either.
I'm going to grab it now.
Okay.
I'm going to try, I should say. Get AMJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21.
That is enough to hit the ball, not grab onto the ball, though.
I'd like to grab it with my legs, please. Okay, so I hit the ball back towards the other side to the other goal.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you knock it 15 feet.
And then I chase after it.
It comes to stop. Sure, yeah, you all chase after it.
And I try and hit it more towards that.
All right, you run down there as well. You catch up, give it a big kick or a hit or a smack, and you smack it as well. Okay, go for it.
20.
You've definitely hit it. Knocked it 15 more feet down the hall. It is now 90 feet down the hall. There's another 50 feet to go. As you all continue to run, dash, throw yourselves towards it, the ball will now make its attempt to... No, it totally sucks. As it tries to get past you, it does not. And it's Penny's turn. What would you like to do? Penny, going to hit the ball again?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What'd you get?
One less than last time.
Ah. Well, you only need a 15 at this point to just hit the ball. If you're trying to grab the ball to hold onto it, it's like a 22.
Well, I got just a 15.
Then you have enough to kick it or smack it 15 feet down the thing. It's got 35 feet left. It's your turn, Alabama.
All right. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
That's like stuck.
Wiggle it.
Oh.
Yeah! Do you kick it or punch it or hit it? How do you smack it?
Punch it.
Cool.
Forward like this.
Yes, absolutely. It goes forward, dashing 15 feet, glances off the wall, hits the floor, bounces up, hovers there.
MJ is going to attempt to grab it this time so she can put it in the hole, because I think it's by the hole now.
It is still 20 feet away from the hole.
Hit it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to...
major guidance.
Hit that ball one more time. Actually, no, I'm going to try to grab it. I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
Grab it.
I'm not going to get it.
All right, fail to grab the ball. Have you gotten to go yet, Florida Man?
Yeah, I'll hit it again.
Yeah, I only got a 12, so.
Not enough. You miss the ball. It doesn't go anywhere. The ball is going to try to plow into Maryland's base.
Nat 1!
It fails to do so.
Yeah!
Cool. Back again, top.
Yay, Penny! She's just going to hit it. And I got 16.
Absolutely. Drive the ball forward. It only has 10 feet left to go. You all realize now that the furthest you can hit the ball is 15 feet, and you only have 10 feet left. So the next person on the list could attempt to knock the ball into the hoop, and you would like to spend a blue gem for that?
Yes.
Excellent. By all means, do so. Roll away.
Oh, wow.
Did you beat a 15?
I got 18.
I'm going to give you this blue gem. The horn sounds wop wop wah 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 wah, and you are suddenly hit by three bolts of magic missile that seem to strike from inside the goal into you, doing 9 points of damage.
Rude.
Because you have just scored on your own goal.
That's funny.
was wondering if that was going to happen.
The ball takes off, smashing this time into Maryland. You take 4 points of bashing damage as it returns to center. All of the lights go as they flash to go back on, and the horn sounds for the next goal.
Did you say I took 9 or 19?
9.
Okay, good.
Tex, that was our goal. You got to get your ass back here and grab this ball.
How far away are they from me?
120
feet. You have to come on the other side of the field.
Just no, he doesn't need to guard the goal because it's just us trying against the ball. So
what
he
if
can just help us.
The ball tries to score on.
It won't.
I guess he's just trying to hit us.
Everyone roll initiative.
What? No. Does the ball do bad again?
Did anybody beat an 18? The ball goes first. This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.